Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Buzz Baby University again here on Spezzano and Sandy. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. This comes from a Facebook friend.
Yeah, Christy. Christy reached out to us, and you get to decide if it's good or bad parenting.
You're going to call it 222-BUZZ.
So she said, all right, I have a good baby university for you and Scott. I overheard my teenage son talking with his friends about all the ways you can cheat with technology. Huh. And now that a lot of the kids are learning from home, they were saying ideas that I really don't understand. Huh. Apparently, you can take over someone's computer and answer the questions for a friend. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't want to know. I'm going to just pretend I didn't overhear any of it. If it's what's going to get my son to get good grades, that's fine by me. We all cheated in school. It shows resourcefulness. So, good or bad parenting to turn a blind eye when you know your kid is cheating?
What do you say? What do you say?
About cheating or wanting
to cheat. Yeah. Actually, knowing the subject matter and not knowing the content of the message, I had one way of thinking, but now I might change it. But I want to hear yours first.
What do you mean?
I want to hear yours first.
Oh, why? Why do you do that? Why do you always throw it back at me? Because you want to adjust your answer?
No.
Response?
No. I'm just curious. I mean, we might be on the same page.
What would I do if I said I might turn a blind eye, too.
Really?
I might.
At first, I want to be that good parent, and I want to be like, you can't do that. You got to, you know, we had to, you know, yes, maybe.
We had to what? We all cheated. We had to what?
Well, my story was a little different because I was a teacher's kid, so I couldn't get away with anything.
There's no way. Your mom and dad were... You didn't cheat in any classes.
You didn't cheat
on any tests.
I couldn't get away with anything. I tried to look over somebody's shoulder and get an answer, but that never worked. I always got caught.
Okay. All right. Not to promote this behavior. This is terrible behavior.
But well, now when it comes to this, as you said, the part of this message made me change my mind. I think now it's okay.
Now it's okay? Why? Because of what? Technology makes it okay?
I don't know. I'm almost thinking your kid's learning in a different way, even though he may be kind of, you know, slipping the rules a little bit. Like to be able to log on to another friend's computer and help him with an answer.
How does that happen, by the way? I'm just as clueless as Christy who reached out to us. What do you do? What are these kids doing?
VPN, and then you get the Pulse Secure, and then you click that, and you log in.
While you're taking a test, it's okay that you can do that?
I'm not sure if while you're doing it, but you could maybe log in early ahead of time.
Oh, my god!
And have somebody else's screen and mess with it.
That's fantastic.
That's what I'm like. That takes cheating to the next level, and I know I'm not an advocate of cheating on something. You really should learn. It's only good for you. When you cheat, you're just putting off your knowledge, right? You might learn the answer.
Yeah, you're just hurting yourself.
Yeah, you might learn the answer, but not understand why it's the answer.
All right, so 222-2899. Christy reached out to us and said, you know what? She overheard her son having a conversation about how they're going to cheat him and his friend. And she was like, I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear anything. Does that make her good or bad parenting?
It's 222-BUZZ on Buzz Baby University. You can hit us up. 98.9 to Buzz, Pisano, Sandy, and it's Buzz Baby University. Hi.
Christy reached out to us on Facebook, and then you have to decide if this is good parenting or not. She said, I have a good baby university for you and Scott. I overheard my teenage son talking with his friends about all the ways you can cheat with technology. And now that a lot of the kids are learning from home, they were saying ideas I really don't even understand. Apparently, you can take over someone's computer and answer questions for a friend. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't want to know. And this is where you have to judge now the parenting. I'm going to just pretend I didn't overhear any of it. If that's what's going to get my son to get good grades, that's fine by me. We all cheated in school. It shows resourcefulness. Is that bad parenting if you just turn a blind eye to it all?
Well, the one thing he's learning is technology, which you may not learn as much in school as you're learning kind of like behind the scenes.
Resourcefulness?
Resourcefulness. I'm not a big fan of cheating to just like all the time constantly, but sometimes I get it. You have the urge and you've all tried to do it.
So at the end of last year, when a lot of exams were canceled for the kids, but my daughter did still have an exam and she was kind of talking about it like, okay, so we're going to get our cell phones. And I'm like, I did say, be careful, because if you get, when you try to, there's sometimes when you try to cheat, that's it, you're out. If you're going to try to cheat in college, like you make this a pattern and you cheat in college, you're kicked out of school entirely. But then,
COVID.
I said, you can't always cheat. If you get caught, you're going to get punished. But then from that point out, I don't want to know. I told her, I just don't want to know.
No, I said that I really never.
I kind of did the same thing as Christy's doing.
Okay. But when it came to you cheating in college or high school, was it four times a year?
I didn't cheat in college. I mean, college is serious now. I didn't cheat in college. I tried. My goodness, did I want to cheat on that golf exam because I did terrible.
Are you going to hire someone to put on a Sandy suit and do some swings?
The only reason why I took golf in college is an easy credit, and my boyfriend at the time was in it. But then we broke up mid-year. And now what do I do? Now.
Can't drop out.
Yeah, and I wanted to cheat. He was supposed to help me. But anyhow. I did do very well in that class, I'll tell you. Again, I got a C.
I was a teacher's kid. Both of my parents were. So I couldn't even get away with anything. It sucked.
You never cheated.
No, that's probably why I was a low B, high C student.
All right. Good or bad parenting to turn a blind eye to knowing that your kid is cheating in school.
Hey, calls. Hey, morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. So you're now a professor in Buzz Baby University, whether you have a college degree or not.
Okay.
Congratulations. So is this bad parenting or not?
In one way, it is bad parenting because you got to let your child know that they just can't go in there and cheat, because once you get in the real world, they're going to try cheating even more. You got to stop that behavior now. And in the other way, both ways, you're teaching them how to hack into other people's computers, like people overseas hack into ours all the time.
Oh my gosh, you're raising a criminal.
Oh, no, wait. There's ways. Like when we were working from home, they gave me a way to get into the station's computer so I could run stuff.
He's saying give them the taste of that.
But, if people are, treating this person bad, they're going to be like, well, you know what? Screw you. I'm just going to put a virus in your computer.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about hacking, like illegal hacking.
That's what they're saying. It's like a gateway. You're absolutely right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you let your child learn how to do this now, it's almost over. Or, you tell them, look, I understand what you're doing, but don't use it for evil. If you're going to do it this way, wait until you get in the real world and use it for good.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you think about her? Because she said, well, we all cheated in school. It shows resourcefulness. That's kind of a good point, as much as I feel guilty saying that out loud.
To be honest, I never tried to cheat in school because, like Scott, I would have gotten caught.
Yeah. We're too dumb to cheat.
Exactly.
Am I really the goody-goody over here? You guys are the goody-goody and I'm the rebel over here?
Yeah.
This never happens.
Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, thanks, Professor.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.